views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Spirit Guidance Radio with Shannon Walbrand. Shannon is known as South Africa's top psychic. Are you ready to make the brave changes that will bring soul into your everyday life? If you have a question on love, career, or health, listen to your spirit guides to find specific, detailed answers. Now, here's your host, Shannon Walbrand.
Hi, and welcome to Spirit Guidance Radio. I'm looking forward to taking your call. The number to dial is 800-930-2819. If you're calling from outside of the States, you put 00 in front of that, so you do 001 800-930-2819. I'm a spirit guide interpreter, and my job is to help you connect with your angels and spirit guides in order to answer the most troubling problem that you have. Can you think about what's bugging you the most? Is it your relationship? Is it your career? Think about what you should do, what you might do, what you could do. I would ask you to take responsibility, and I know you've been thinking about this for a long time. If it's something that's been bothering you, it's something that's keeping you up at night, you've thought about, should I do this? Should I ask for this? Should I get this kind of a solution? Should I study further? Should I get my master's? Should I get divorced? Should I go out with this other person? Should I just remain single? What should I do? So I would like you to make a wild guess. I would like you to go for one of those solutions and think about it and say, okay, I'm just going to decide to do that then. You know, the poet Goethe, the German poet, said, whenever we commit to something, life also conspires to help us with that. So what I say is, sometimes you're going to make the wrong decision and you're going to know pretty quickly because all the doors will start slamming in your face. If you say, now it's time for me to go back to school, and you think, okay, I've given it a lot of thought, this is really the way that I'm going to do it. And then it is suddenly intensely, intensely difficult, and the school isn't open, and you can't get your forms, and nobody returns your call, and you can't buy the books, and all of a sudden they've raised the price of the courses. Really, this is a message for you. Yes, you gave it your best shot by deciding that you were going to take on that decision and that was going to be the solution to your problems. Now listen to life's feedback and see if that really is the way forward. What if you say, okay, I'm going to get back together with my ex, and you call him and you arrange a lunch and he doesn't show up at the lunch, and you send him a letter and he doesn't answer the letter, and you do this, you know, you do 7 or 8 different things and it all goes terribly, terribly wrong. Then you've really given it your best shot. I think the most difficult part of being in the middle of climbing up the mountain is being in the middle of climbing up the mountain. You can't see the bottom. You can't see the safe place where you came from. You can't see the top. You don't know where the next resting place is. And you're just slogging along, not knowing what it is to do. And that's something that I could help you with. If you wanted to form your question in that way, should I, then at least we can start with a yes, that's a good way to do it, and let's give you a lot of detail and a lot of information about how you can make that work. Or no, that's not the right approach, and that's going to get you into more trouble, more debt, and more sadness. That's the kind of thing that you want to know, isn't it? And that's the kind of thing that I do for my work. The number to call is 1-800-930-2819. It's the not knowing that really kills us. It's the wondering. It's the feeling lost and the feeling lonely and the feeling unsupported. That's the hardest part. As a spirit guide interpreter, as someone who works with angels and guides every day, I really want to let you know that you're not alone. It sure feels like it. It sure feels like you're in your dark night of your soul and you can feel pretty despairing. But I know that the angels are working with us all the time, 24/7, 365. They're on duty, and they're trying to give us a lot of hints and clues and messages through real life, as well as through those special kind of signs like feathers that you see on the ground, or a special smell that you smell in the air that reminds you of your grandmother's perfume, or it could be that you find a coin on the ground every time you think of a new business opportunity. Sure, those are signs. And as I was saying, real life gives us signs too. I drew a card at the beginning of this program to find out more about what our theme was going to be, and it was this one. I drew it out of a deck of prayer cards that I have, really beautiful ones. And this is from a Jewish prayer of peace, and it says, "Come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, that we may walk the paths of the Most High." I'll say it again. "Come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, that we may walk the paths of the Most High." Okay, I liked it, but it sounded so familiar to me. It sounded so much like the church of my childhood that I thought, gosh, can't I get a little bit more something different or something a little bit more interesting? Well, to my surprise, I mean, there are a lot of cards in this deck. So I decided to pull another one. When you're pulling angel cards, usually you're just supposed to stop with one. So I kind of broke my own rule there. But here's the next one. This is what I got. It's also a prayer of peace because this deck of cards is about praying. And it's from the Shinto tradition. Shinto is a Japanese religion. And it says, "I only earnestly wish that the wind would soon puff away all the clouds which are hanging over the tops of the mountains. I only earnestly wish that the wind would soon puff away all the clouds which are hanging over the tops of the mountains." Oh my goodness, I had to draw two cards that have to do with mountains, right? And I was going to talk about the struggle and not knowing where you're going and feeling like you're halfway up the mountain. So I do know that this is our theme for today. And I will refer also to our heroine for this month of March, who is Emily Dickinson, who wrote so beautifully about nature as one of America's most beloved poets. She, and I'll share a poem with you later. She took nature as a way of understanding our relationship with life and our relationship with God. And she looked at it with a magnifying glass, and she looked at it through a telescope. So up close and far away, she understood that nature, so even the metaphor of the mountain, is something that helps us survive. Poetry is something that is essential. It's nutritional to us. We understand life through poetry, through stories, through the stories that we hear from each other, and through the stories that we read, both in our scriptures and in our literature, because it brings out our highest self. It helps us have mirrors and windows. In the mirrors, we see each other and ourselves reflected, and we say, yes, I can identify with that. I can feel my sister's struggle. I've been there. I understand. And then there are windows which say, I've never been there. I've never done that. That's foreign to me. That's unusual. But it's not alien to me because, as Albert Camus says, nothing human is alien to me. So that's what I'd like to introduce our show with you today. That's how I'd like to introduce it to you, is I understand that sometimes you feel as though you're in the middle of your struggle. And as the Shinto prayer says, the clouds are over the mountains. It's not only that we're having a very hard time climbing, it's that we can't see where we're going at all. We're in the dark. We're in the clouds. And sometimes I only wish that the clouds would get blown away. Think about your question that you'd like to call in with. I'll give you the number again. It's 1-800-930-2819. And you're listening to Spirit Guidance Radio with Shannon Walbrand. I'll take a short break and I'll be back with you right after that.
In each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Tune in Thursdays at 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern to Spirit Guidance Radio with Shannon Walbrand on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with South Africa's top psychic will amaze and uplift you. Call in to receive detailed, specific answers that offer immediate solutions as Shannon interprets messages from your spirit guides. Whether it's love, business, or health, your spirit guides are ready to help. Visit ShannonWalbrand.com for more info. You are guided.
What's getting your attention as physical pain or illness? Have doctors been unable to help? Consider an intuitive healing session with Christy Borst. Amazing things happen every day, sometimes with jolting awareness, and sometimes with subtle shifts aided with Christy's divine healing gift. Release that which no longer serves you. For more information and to contact Christy, visit healingresonance.us. That's healingresonance.us.
Where do you desire to go in life? How do you plan to get there? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Your Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside you waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase on TransformationTalkRadio.com and discover how awakening to your inner voice transforms your life.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
We're back with Spirit Guidance Radio, and we're taking your calls on 001-800-930-2819. I'd like to share with you a card that I drew from a beautiful deck that's called Diana Cooper's Angel of Light Cards. And I was asking, what should I be going for? What is my theme for my current situation? And so I'd like to share this with you, and I hope that it will help you as well. The theme is aspiration. It is time to set your sights higher. If you're settling for the mediocre, aim for the superb. Stretch yourself to fulfill all your potential and hold mighty visions. Find the wisdom within you which enables you to aspire to the great and glorious. Then expand your comfort zones so that you can explore your dreams. The angels guide you never to settle for less than your incredible human spirit can achieve or deserves. Ask for help from the angels, and they will guide and inspire you to raise your consciousness and live at a higher level. Let your spirit soar and aim for the divine. The affirmation that goes with this card called aspiration is, I aspire to the great and glorious. Can you repeat that after me? I aspire to the great and glorious. I'd like to thank Diana Cooper for all of the work that she's done, both in the downloading of all of these angelic messages that we use on a regular basis, and also for making the work of talking with angels an everyday thing. It's special, it's holy, it's sacred, and yet she makes it so realistic and attainable and achievable. That's what I really like about Diana Cooper's work. And I do recommend both her cards and her books to you if you think that that's something that you'd like to pursue, working with the angels and finding out your answers on your own. So I've been doing a lot of research this week, and I've been finding things, resources that I think would be helpful to you. And I like to make them as free as possible. Just like listening to this program and the other programs on Transformation Talk Radio are free, I would like to tell you about some seminars that could really benefit you, and they are all no cost whatsoever. So the first one I'd like to share with you is by a woman who's also a South African, and she's incredibly popular here and as well as overseas. And her name is Donna McCallum. Donna is spelled normally D-O-N-N-A, and then McCallum is M-C-C-A-L-L-U-M. She's known as the fairy godmother. And the fairy godmother is someone who does coaching. She's a life coach. And she helps people refine their visions and then actually attain their dreams. I've really enjoyed her writing, and I've enjoyed watching a few of her videos. She's got a lot of videos on YouTube. And now I see that she's got a webinar. So that's what I want to share with you. in the introduction to the webinar, one of the things she says is a couple of years ago, she was doing a vision project with a lot of clients. And she said, what is the one thing that's holding you back from attaining your dreams? And 80% of the people said that it was money. She realized what a roadblock money is for most of us. And so she designed a course, and it is for free. So I'm going to tell you that it's on the 1st of April, which is coming up right around the corner. It's next week. And here is the website address for it so that you can sign up and you can attend this webinar for free. All you need is a computer and an internet connection. And she then talks, gives a slideshow, and it's interactive. And I watched the first 15 minutes of it, and I thought it was really, really strong stuff. It's about money and your relationship with money. And I'll just give away the first question that she asks. She says, if you were in a romantic relationship with money, what would that relationship look like? Like if money were Mr. Money and you were going out with Mr. Money, how would you treat each other? And then she goes on to tell you and explain how to transform that into a positive relationship. So I think it's a very special thing. Her website is www.fairygodmotherinc.com. As in incorporated, because she's like a company and she works with businesses as well as individuals. So it's fairygodmotherinc.com/webinars, WEBINARS. So I recommend that you go to fairygodmotherinc.com/webinars and sign up for this one that's on April 1st. And it's about money and how to change your relationship with money. She's had a lot of feedback over the years, and people say that they're able to handle their money in a much, much better way. Money comes to them and money stays with them, because you know how it is. Money either doesn't come to us and we're always chasing after it and struggling for it, or it comes to us little by little and then it goes away so quickly. So how can you improve and enhance and change and transform your relationship with money? I recommend this program. I think you should sign up for it, and it's free. So why not? The other one that I want to tell you about is another guy, and I've been watching his videos on YouTube, and he is, as it happens, another South African guy. So you know South Africans are so clever, right? And they have moved all over the world, so you can find South Africans everywhere you look. Like Elon Musk is a South African. Who knew, right? But and the guy who did the first heart transplant, also South African. Anyway, this guy, his name is Bruce, which is spelled normally Bruce, and his last name is Music. M-U-Z-I-K, Bruce Music. So he's also a life coach and a relationship coach. And what I like about him is that, you know how you never want to take advice from people who aren't applying the advice in their own lives, but he has. He's been through hell and back when it comes to relationships, and he has totally found out how to work through negative, difficult, stuck relationships. Whether you've been with your partner for 2 years or whether you've been with your partner for 25 years, he has seen massive turnarounds. Now, his program of 7 weeks costs money, but I'm going to ask you to watch the advertisement for his program because I got so much out of it. It was about 15 minutes of a video. And just watching the advertisement, I was getting insights and I was clicking. It was like really making sense to me about why my relationships have not always worked out so well. So here, I'll give you the website for you to check this out. It's got a funny name. It's Love at First Fight. Instead of Love at First Sight, which is what we would always hope for, this one is called loveatfirstfight.com. And then listen carefully if you're writing this down, because this is the important one for you to go look at. loveatfirstfight.com/7-love-skills. Because in this advertisement, which is almost like a seminar in itself, he gives his 7-week course. He gives the entire curriculum. He tells you exactly what he's going to teach. And as you're listening to it, you can say, oh my gosh, I need to learn that because I see that that's a weak point in my relationship. So by no means am I telling you that you have to sign up for his program, which I think costs like $497, if I remember right. And I'm not associated with either the Fairy Godmother or Bruce Music. I'm telling you these things because they are free resources for your two most pressing problems. Because, you know, I do these radio programs all the time. And throughout South Africa, I'm on the radio all the time. And the two things that people always call in about are, how can I make money? which can be another question of, should I quit my job, or how can I find a better employment, or how can I get a job in the first place? And the other one is, should I stay in this relationship, or should I get married, or how can I find a better relationship? We are always concerned with money and love, money and love, money and love. So I'll have you write down the website again for Bruce Music. It is loveatfirstfight.com/7, and then a little dash, I mean a hyphen, 7-love-skills, skills spelled normally. So please take that into consideration and see if either of those would work for you, because I'm offering them to you as a friend. I'm telling you, I watched them and I got a lot out of them. I really felt like I was ready to make some changes, both in the way that I deal with money and in my core relationships. So I'm offering those to you as well, because as our theme card aspiration says, it's time to set your sights higher. The angels guide you never to settle for less. Do you find yourself settling? Do you find yourself settling with money where you're in a job where you're not that happy? Do you find yourself settling in your relationship where you guys are cross with each other and crabby and you're going on vacation and you don't really have anything to talk about? Or do you find yourself fighting over the same things again and again? Those are the kinds of things that real life coaches can help you with. And of course, your angels are willing to help you with that too. So there are general answers where you can work through exercises on your own, or there are specific answers that are about you, your childhood, and your problems. And I'm willing to help you with those. So you can call me on 001-800-930-2819. And I would be glad to address those kinds of problems, because as much as I'd like to hand you over to a coach who can do lots of deep and broad work with you, I know that your angels are ready to help you right now, right at this time. Okay, before we go to our break, I'm going to tell you about the crystal card that I drew for us today, which is called selenite. Maybe you know selenite because of selenium, which is a vitamin that you can take. It's like a mineral supplement. And selenium is usually used as an antidepressant. I see we've got a caller on the line. Okay, let's see if we can fit this caller in before we take the break. I'll try that first. Hello, Bianca. This is Shannon.
Hello, Shannon. Shannon, I'd like to ask, should I stay in the relationship that I'm in at the moment?
They're telling me that's a yes, but they're telling me that you guys are cold with each other, that there's not enough warmth or connection in your relationship. Bianca, is that what you're experiencing right now?
Pardon, if you could just say that louder, your line is breaking.
Bianca, are you experiencing coldness or a lack of connection in your relationship right now, where you feel distant from each other?
There is a bit of, but yeah, we're trying to sort that out.
Yeah, what I want to tell you is that they're saying that you can get over that through writing, that if you could write down your feelings and give the person something to read, that it would help you so much more than having verbal communication, because your partner is feeling overwhelmed and flooded when you guys try to have a hash it out conversation. Can you hear me, Bianca?
Yeah, you say my partner's ears feeling, sorry?
No, Bianca, this is too hard. If you can't hear, I'm speaking very clearly. So I think you should try to call through on another program, okay?
Okay, hi.
Okay. Yeah, thanks. Bye-bye. So the way to solve a problem between those two people in the relationship, if she's tuned in to listen to it, is through writing. Because as John Gottman's research demonstrates, when one person is energetically overwhelming and the other person feels flooded, the heart rate goes up to over 100 and neither one of them can hear each other. Please look up the Gottman research, G-O-T-T-M-A-N, in terms of marriage and relationship. That's the way that they can work things out. Call in with your question, 1-800-930-2819. We'll take our break now and come back with more of Spirit Guidance Radio.
Thank you for listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Like us on Facebook/Transformation Radio Network. Tweet and follow us at TransformNet. Visit us at www.transformationtalkradio.com and find us on Pinterest, Google+, YouTube, spiritualnetworks.com, Flickr, Tumblr, and Spreaker. Just search for Transformation Talk Radio. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right? Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune in Thursdays at 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern to Spirit Guidance Radio with Shannon Walbrand on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with South Africa's top psychic will amaze and uplift you. Call in to receive detailed, specific answers that offer immediate solutions as Shannon interprets messages from your spirit guides. Whether it's love, business, or health, your spirit guides are ready to help. Visit ShannonWalbrand.com for more info. You are guided.
Grateful patients have been saying it for 25 years. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. Dr. Thane of Wellness One of Bellevue has been named one of the nation's top chiropractors by the Consumers Research Council of America, and for good reason. He has helped his patients recover their energy and vitality after car accidents, sports injuries, herniated discs, fatigue due to stress, the list goes on. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.
Hi, we're back with Spirit Guidance Radio. This is Shannon Walbrand. Try calling in on 001-800-930-2819. And I was about to read the reading of Selenite. Life is a river of dreams. Simply relax and enjoy the journey. It is possible for you to connect with others energetically on a soul level and infuse them with love and healing. This is telepathic communication in its highest form. Through the formless light of love, it is possible to both send and receive information, provided that the information is sought and sent with love. Remember that on a soul level, time and space do not really exist because all is interconnected and ultimately one. The peace and tranquility you seek can be found by connecting to that ultimate oneness. So go within, for in doing so, you will realize that all is eternal, nothing is ever lost, and all is eternally present. So the themes for this one are telepathy, soul connection, peace, and tranquility, selenite. Selenite is a lovely mineral, and this comes from the Crystal Oracle, which was written by Tony Carmine Salerno. So what I'd like to tell you about today is I'm going to tell you a little bit more about the Heroes Project that I'm working on, which is a book that I'm writing, and I'm interviewing various people about their heroes, who their heroes are, and how those heroes inspire them to greatness. And I was lucky enough over the weekend to meet a living hero, and her name is Emma Mascianini. Emma Mascianini is 85 years old, and she spent her life organizing in the unions here in South Africa, which was an incredibly difficult thing to do and a very big part of the anti-apartheid movement, because under apartheid, black people were oppressed by the apartheid government and not allowed good working conditions. So they had to have an identity pass, like a driver's license or a pass card, that would allow them to go from place to place, but they weren't even allowed to go from the city to the suburbs. They weren't allowed to go from this state to that state unless they had all their paperwork in order. And the government made it very difficult to obtain the proper paperwork, and then they would be arrested and they could be detained without charge. Emma Mascianini was in fact detained and arrested, and she was kept in solitary confinement for nearly 6 months without contact with anybody from her family, without contact from anybody who could support her. She gave us the speech now this weekend here at 85. And she told us that she was going down, down, down. She was in that prison cell and she could feel herself slipping away. She was getting so depressed. A knock came at the door and it was a prison matron dressed in prison uniform. And Emma was like, yeah, what do you want now? You know, how much more can you hurt me? What else can you do to oppress me? What can you do to torture me? But the woman came in and closed the door and said, Mrs. Machinini, I would like you to kneel down on the floor with me and pray. And Emma was like, what are you talking about? And that woman took off her uniform, and underneath it, she had on the clothing of a lay preacher, a Methodist lay preacher who wears a distinctly green uniform. And so Mrs. Machinini told us that she did get down on the floor and she did pray with this woman who was representing the enemy, but she was reaching out to Emma, seeing how low she had fallen. They knelt down together on the prison floor, but Emma told us this past weekend at the meeting, she said, I didn't close my eyes. And everyone burst into laughter because, of course, how can you close your eyes in the face of the enemy? She said, I prayed with my eyes open, but from that point on, I felt better and stronger. And soon after that, I was released. She told us another story, and it has the names of the freedom fighters in South Africa in it. And so you may not recognize these names, but I would like you to extrapolate the principle out of this, in that Emma Machinini was living in Soweto, which is a township south of Johannesburg. And there were two great women leaders who lived very close to her, within a mile of her house. One was called Veronica Subukwe, and the other one was called Albertina Sisulu. The only problem was they belonged to different political parties. So if you're listening in the States, it was as if one was a Republican and one was a Democrat, but they were both fighting the same fight. So people would come and report to Emma Machinini about the political activities that were going on, the protests that were happening, how many people were on strike, how the unions were doing. And Emma would ask them, and now where are you going after you give my report, after you give me this report? And they would say, well, we're going on, obviously, to Albertina's house because she's part of our party. And she would say, don't you know that you also have to go to Veronica's house because she's just as important in this fight? This is not a time for partisan politics. This is a time for all of us to work together. Now, interestingly, both of the husbands of the other women were imprisoned at the time, and they were always desperate for news. They really wanted to know. First of all, they were extremely organized, intelligent people working for civil rights in a time when it was incredibly dangerous to do so, when people were getting killed for that kind of work. But they also didn't have the support of their partners. So you can see that it was very important to be nonpartisan, but how important it was for her, for Emma Machinini, to say, it is time for us to invite everyone into this struggle. They call it the struggle in South Africa, the work for civil rights. I wanted to share that story with you. I sat with her. I sat with Mrs. Machinini before the event, which was called the International Inspiring Women Network. And she asked me where I was from, because obviously I have an American accent. And I told her I was from Minneapolis. And she said, Minneapolis. I've been to Minneapolis. It was so funny to hear her say that. She's this little 85-year-old woman, and I didn't know that she had done any international travel because it's a little bit rare to have done so. And she said, yes. In fact, they named one of their women's days, they named it Emma Machinini Day, and they gave me the key to the city, and they gave me the Freedom Charter to Minneapolis. And St. Paul, isn't it? The Twin Cities. Yes, it is, I told her. And we held hands, and I told her that I was very, very pleased and very proud to meet her, and that I was glad that my city had done the right thing. So I was lucky enough to meet a hero myself this weekend, and that is going to be a part of the book that I'm writing called The Heroes Project. I would love to hear from you about heroes that you have met, and I'd like to interview you, and I'd like to ask you about how these people who are your heroes, how are they influencing you now, every day? You see, the funny thing about Emma was that she reminded me very much of my grandmother who passed away now, oh, it's in 1995 that she went to heaven. And her name was Mary Walbrand. She has the same last name that I do. And she was a lawyer, and she was a woman lawyer, the only woman who graduated from her law school class. And she was very, very brave. And when my grandfather was sent overseas for the war, in his case, I think it was World War II. Of course it was World War II. She had to hold down the fort, and she ran the family law office, and she even became the county lawyer at that time. She took over his role. She was just as qualified, but it was unusual for a woman to hold that position at that time. So she was always a role model for me and a hero for me. And now that I meet this other woman, this living woman who kind of holds that same position and plays that same role, it was as if my grandmother was with me, and I really did appreciate that moment. I'd like to hear from you about that. Who's a hero for you, and how do they influence you? I know that I, in my work as a spirit guide interpreter, I am breaking ground. I'm breaking ground by being so public about my work. I'm breaking ground by not working out of a tent at the circus or a table at the mall or, you know, hiding myself. I'm being very open about what I do because I believe in it. And I believe that it brings people answers and peace of mind and direction. And I get feedback years later from people who say, yeah, that changed my life. Even if I didn't believe it at the time, they say, I listened to it and I took the advice, or I didn't, but it came to pass that I understood it as the years went on. And I do believe that God is speaking to us all the time. That's what I say, and that's what clients say. And I've even had a letter this week about a person who was very close to suicide, actually, and then said that she was just despairing about not knowing what to do. She didn't have a job, and she didn't know how to recreate her life. She didn't know how to start over. She'd been in a very tough relationship, and that had broken up. And I would like to take the next call and see if I can help this person. Hello, James. Hi, this is Shannon. How can I help you?
Hi, Shannon. I don't really need any help. I just called because you had asked people to call in about who their heroes were, and I just wanted to talk about my dad, who has since passed away. He was a World War II veteran, and the United States of America, of course, because I'm calling from Pawcatuck, and I'm just very, very, very fortunate that he instilled the values on me that he did, and I'm just very, very thankful for him. And I guess if I were to get help in anything, I would ask that if you could help me. Every day, it doesn't go by that I don't miss him. I lost him about 5 years ago, and I'm dealing with a lot of remorse over that.
James, I'm not a medium, which is a different job, who can communicate with those of us, those of our relatives who have passed. I would ask your angels to help you with your remorse or your regret. And the immediate answer that I get is that your relationship with your father was a strong one, that you have very little to regret, that you didn't dismay him and that you didn't hurt him at all, even when he was alive. So I can get information about your actions. And they're telling me that you can only be proud of the way that you acted and the way that you treated him. Do you have anything specific that you're concerned about?
Well, sometimes I feel that I wasn't always there for him. I appreciate that you said that I was, you know, that I'm proud. However, through my lifetime, I feel as though, you know, the song "Cats in the Cradle" by Harry Chapin. I almost
know
felt
it too well. Yeah.
Yes, and I feel that way in a reverse sort of way that my father wanted to spend more time with me, and I don't think I was there for him, and maybe that's why I'm feeling the remorse that I do.
I get it. I understand, and also using the lyrics of the song, that you were doing the right thing and you were making your living. And in fact, you have a lot to look back on with happiness and joy. That, yeah, the relationship of a parent is one of letting go, you know, and he did let go of you with grace. And I think he understood. I'm only getting positive things about this. I really don't have anything to help you feel less guilty. I think that you did the right things and you made the decisions that you made based on the needs of your own growth and your career and providing for other people. I think you did the right thing, James.
Well, thank you very much. You've made me feel better. But again, the main reason I had called in the first place is because I just wanted to say how much of a hero he's been in my life.
I love that story. Thank you so much for sharing with us, James. Take care.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. We'll go to a break now and come back with our last segment. And please do call in. I would love to hear about your hero. Thanks for listening to Spirit Guidance Radio.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in Thursdays at 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern to Spirit Guidance Radio with Shannon Walbrand on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with South Africa's top psychic will amaze and uplift you. Call in to receive detailed, specific answers that offer immediate solutions as Shannon interprets messages from your spirit guides. Whether it's love, business, or health, your spirit guides are ready to help. Visit ShannonWalbrand.com for more info. You are guided.
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question, always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Welcome back to the final segment of Spirit Guidance Radio. If you'd like to call in, the number is 1-800-930-2819. And I told you that I was going to read you a poem by Emily Dickinson, who is one of my heroes for my book called The Heroes Project. And I'd like to read you a short poem of hers called A Book. There is no frigate like a book to take us lands away, nor any coursers like a page of prancing poetry. This traverse may the poorest take without oppress of toll. How frugal is the chariot that bears a human soul. Emily Dickinson. You know, a book is something that can completely transform your life. And what she's saying is anyone who can read can pick up a book, whether it's at the library for free or whether somebody gives you a book to read, and it can immediately transport you to another place. It's a chariot. It's a ship. It is a pair of horses, which she calls coursers. And poetry and story, those are the things that can transform us. So I'm going to ask you to think about a book that you would like to read now that will take you away, that will change your life, either by giving you mirrors so that you can reflect on your own situation, or by giving you windows into the experiences of foreign lands and crazy adventures and magical fiction and science fiction, because those things also expand your horizons. Whether it's a self-help book or whether it's a novel, really doesn't matter. But reading is something that can transform the most difficult day. It gives you something to chew on. It gives you something to digest while you're doing your everyday struggle. So pick up a book. It's the right thing to do. I drew a few cards for us from one of my favorite decks, which is the Caroline Mace archetype cards. And I'm asking on behalf of all of us, what are the things that we should consider for this week to take us to the next place? These cards represent the archetypes, which are the roles that we play. So sometimes we play the role of victim. Sometimes we play the role of king. And the one that I drew for us right now is called mediator. And the image that's on the card is a person who's standing in between two other people. And the two other people have their backs facing us, so we can't even see their faces. But the mediator is looking at us and holding the hands of the two people. Maybe the two people are at war. Maybe the two people are a husband and a wife who aren't speaking to each other right now, or a brother and a sister. Let's find out what the message says. Thank you to Caroline Mace for creating these cards. The light attributes of a mediator are a gift for negotiating fairness and strategy in personal and professional life, having respect for both sides of an argument. Okay, so what does that mean to you today? Are you a mediator between two people who are not understanding each other? Could you please negotiate fairness and use strategy to help them understand each other? Could you please work with respect for both sides of the argument and stand in both of their shoes so that you can help them see one another's point? I wonder who that message is for. Is it for you? Are you the mediator? Please consider following me on Twitter. My Twitter handle is @ShannonWalbrand. And just yesterday, a guy wrote in and said to my Twitter account and said, can I ask you a bunch of questions about your practice? Can I find out more about how you do what you do? Would you mind if I interviewed you? And I said, sure, go ahead. So he asked me questions like, how did this get started for you? How did you know that this was the right vocation for you to take up? And so I told him the story that I had been sensitive as a child, but then I was meditating in the desert when I was on a trip to Egypt, and I was in the Sinai Desert, and I heard what's called an external locution, which is a voice from outside. It's not the voice in your head. It's a really loud voice that sounds like it's on an announcement speaker. And it said, now it's time for you to help other people. So that is what happened to me when I was 33, which is now 12 years ago. And that's what really got me started on this journey where I became a translator and an interpreter. And I write about that in my book, which is called Guided, How to Communicate with Your Spirit Guides. Guided is available on Kindle, so you can download it worldwide anywhere you are. It's also available for free if you'd like to listen to the audio version. So I booked into a recording studio and I taped myself reading the book, and it took 2 days to read the, I think it's 150 pages in the book. And so now if you sign up for audible.com, you can download the recording, which is, I believe it's 4.5 hours of recording, and it's free if you are first signing up for Audible. It says free with a new Audible subscription. So the title of the book again is Guided, How to Communicate with Your Spirit Guides. Are you working with angel cards? Have you been drawing them for yourself? I have a free seminar. It's called a teleseminar. And I recently recorded one called How to Work with Angel Cards to Get the Accurate Answers That You Need. That teleseminar is available for free as a recording on my website, which is shannonwalbrand.com. And I would love for you to listen to it. There are some callers at the end who ask questions. They ask specific questions about the work. We take example spreads. A spread is when you draw two or three cards and you lay them out. And angel cards are really one of the best ways for you to develop a dialogue with your angels and guides, because we're limited in our words, aren't we? We don't have anything to talk. We don't have anything to say. We don't have any words. So angel cards are a good way for you to get that dialogue going. I'm going to run another teleseminar, very, very similar, and it will be next Friday, April 4th. And it will be at 5 p.m. South African time, which is just now, actually. We're at 5 minutes to 5 o'clock South African time. So if this is a good time, if you're listening to the radio anyway, please consider being with me next Friday, April 4th, and you can call in. It will be free. It'll just be the cost of the call. And no matter where you are, I think there are 15 countries that you can call in for free, for just for the cost of the call. And the United States is one of them. South Africa is another one. And England is another one. So that information is on my website, shannonwalbrand.com. Teleseminars. But I'm going to do a spread right now because I do like to work with angel cards and I do want to help you understand how to work with them. So I'm going to ask this question on behalf of you who are concerned with relationship issues. And I'm going to do a two-card spread. So the left-hand card is a no, I should not keep working on this relationship. It is over. Okay, now I'm shuffling the deck. And the right-hand card is yes, I should go on and I should dig into this relationship and I should give it more effort. Again, I'm working with Caroline Mace's archetype cards here. So the left, which is a no, looks like this. Oh my gosh, exorcist. The exorcist, as in someone who drives evil out, right? It says, free yourself and others of destructive impulses. So this is, don't do this relationship anymore because the people have destructive impulses. But if we look at the yes, should I continue to work on this relationship? It is warrior. So if you want to work on this relationship, you're going to have to step into it and become a warrior. You will need strength, skill, discipline, toughness of will, heroism, stoicism, and self-sacrifice in conquering the ego. Oh my goodness. It sounds like whoever's asking this question about the relationship is in a very difficult and challenging relationship. I wish you the best in doing that and in determining whether you just need to exorcise and completely get rid of this yourself from the destructive impulses, or whether you're going to go into it with the full force of a shamanic warrior. I'm wrapping up now. I can see that it's almost time for us to close. I would like to thank you for listening to Spirit Guidance Radio, and I would invite you to tune in next Thursday at the same time here on transformationtalkradio.com, where you'll have a huge selection of healers and people who are willing to help you, coaches who want to help you solve your problems. Thank you for listening to this program. And always remember, you are guided.
Thank you for listening to Spirit Guidance Radio with Shannon Walbrand on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern to hear messages from your spirit guides. You are guided. Visit ShannonWalbrand.com to schedule a personal session with Shannon and change your life.
What's getting your attention as physical pain or illness? Have doctors been unable to help? Consider an intuitive healing session with Christy Borst. Amazing things happen every day, sometimes with jolting awareness, and sometimes with subtle shifts aided with Christy's divine healing gift. Release that which no longer serves you. For more information and to contact Christy, visit healingresonance.us. That's healingresonance.us.
Where do you desire to go in your life? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul, and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Our Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside us waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase while Victoria Cohen takes everyday situations like job loss, relationship struggles, parenting challenges, work stress, and health concerns, and shows you how awakening to your inner voice helps you make more conscious choices where your life flows more smoothly with greater clarity, purpose, grace, and ease. As a psychotherapist and soul coach, Victoria has inspired thousands of clients over the past 31 years to listen to their inner wisdom and let it guide them on their true path. You can learn this too on Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen. Your soul suitcase is packed. Are you ready to start your journey?
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question, always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? beingyouclass.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Hey, Moon, you want to know something groovy?
Yeah, Jess. What's that?
Dr. Pat has been on the radio for 10 years.
10 years? Are you kidding me? That's awesome!
I'll tell you what's awesome. She's bringing back the Pay It Forward campaign and Holistic Makeover to celebrate. If you want to know more or get involved, go to thedrpatshow.com or like us on Facebook at facebook.com/thedrpatshow to get updates about everything we're doing. Hey, do you like free stuff? The Dr. Pat Show has an amazing giveaway program doing weekly giveaways on Facebook and Twitter. Go to facebook.com/thedrpatshow and click the like button. Then go to twitter.com/thedrpatshow and click the follow button. Then you can play along and enter to win some amazing prizes. Again, that's facebook.com/thedrpatshow and twitter.com/thedrpatshow.
Come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine radio show with Adele and Savitri. Widen your perspective. Learn to heal yourself and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine radio show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW or at AliveAndShineShow.com.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, ManifestYourLifeDream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
Feel like you just can't find your happiness? Want to move past old hurts or traumas? Not feeling comfortable in your body? Consider an intuitive healing session with Christy Borst. Christy has a divine healing gift, and her process will help you experience a perspective reboot. Release that which no longer serves you. For more information and to contact Christy, visit healingresonance.us. That's healingresonance.us.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Where do you desire to go in life? How do you plan to get there? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Your soul suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside you waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase on TransformationTalkRadio.com and discover how awakening to your inner voice transforms your life.
Tap into your I Am energy to discover who you truly are and who you always have been. Dawn Smith offers a simple yet profound and life-changing way to discover your I Am energy that is hidden beneath the toxicity caused by choices we made consciously or unconsciously prior to today. This internal perfection is not an idea, a theory, or some vague notion or concept. On the contrary, it is beyond the grasp of the brain and its intellectual interpretations, as it lies deep within the language of our hearts. Visit IamEnergy.ca.